Steve Emix, and I play guitar and I sing with the Briefs.
Hi, I'm Daniel.
Yeah. All right, so this is you guys' first time in Buffalo. Did you have a good time on the show?
Yeah, it was a blast.
You guys, I'm going to tell you, you guys are fucking hard to take pictures of.
What's that?
Well, besides that, you guys don't stop fucking moving, man.
It's about huge packages.
Yeah, that too. Yeah, I had to pull out the wide angle lens for that. So,
kidding.
You see what our giant packages did?
Yeah.
Are those glory holes?
Yeah, they are.
There's holes in the wall here in the dressing room.
It's a writer.
Anybody come on this idea? Yeah. Hey, is this thing on? So,
that's a nice tie.
Thanks, man. This thing's straight vintage from 77, Sex Pistols era.
Wow.
Buzzcocks, speaking of Buzzcocks, man, you guys are like almost like an American equivalent of the Buzzcocks. You guys fucking rule.
That's a compliment. Thanks.
Okay, dude. I did an interview with Pete Shelley a couple of years ago, and yeah, he was a really good guy, man. We're going to be interviewing him again in August.
I've never met those guys.
Really?
Never met him, but the Buzzcocks are just really great.
Yeah, still, I mean, we saw him play a couple of years back, and they ruled. You know, like some of those fans that don't, but they do.
I got to see him. I did the interview with him, and they played in California with the Sex Pistols at the Inland Invasion in Los Angeles. That was pretty sick.
That was great.
Oh, my God, dude. Yeah. 16 of the greatest punk bands in history. Well, 16 plus Blink-182. So,
nice.
What do you want to say about them? So,
maybe in 100 years, like, historians will, like, discover that they were just one of the greatest things, and they'll be right up there.
Blink-182?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe we're wrong.
No, man.
We could be wrong. They could be hailed as sort of the new gods of the...
I hope not.
Fuck those guys.
So, how'd the European tour go?
Smashing.
And what's the biggest crowd you guys played in front of there?
Probably, I think Berlin.
Germany is probably our biggest audiences usually. And that's probably anywhere from like 5 to, you know, 7.
Yeah.
I think Solingen was like 700, 600 or 700. Not sure. We don't count very well.
Right.
But it was big. It was a lot of people.
Berlin, Solingen, Madrid, we do really well. Like, Madrid is crazy. People show up, I mean, it's like straight out of 1978 or something. Like, people really come dressed to the nines, you know, and it's like an event. When there's a good punk show, it's a blast.
Now, you guys are from Seattle, and you guys use them on MySpace and stuff now, and you guys are starting to build a bigger following in the U.S. I've noticed from looking at your site and stuff that you guys have a much larger following in Europe than the U.S. Why do you think that is?
I don't know. I think we started going over there, and it just went well from the get-go. So I think the first time we went there, we had no idea that anybody was even going to know who the fuck we were, you know?
Sure.
And we got over there, and pretty much right away, it seemed like shows were just, there was a lot of word of mouth, and it worked really well. And so we've just worked really hard over there, you know? And the States, I think, we sort of neglected for a little while, you know, for a few years.
I think the Europeans have better taste.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's like they pick up on, like, I don't know, they like a lot more cooler music, you know? You know what I mean? Like, America's so commercialized, and like...
Yeah, not everybody in the universe is listening to it, they're not gonna buy it.
And it's so saturated with, like, a lot of, like, pretty lame cookie-cutter, like, mall versions of punk bands, and over there, that stuff's not as big, you know? Like, it's different over there, and, like, a lot of the punks are a little older with more refined tastes, and they recognize in us, like, all the old influences, and they like it.
This guy Jack I was talking to outside was talking about how you guys are so old school, but most of the crowd that's coming out here is middle school, and a lot of young people here tonight. And I've seen a lot more younger kids coming out, or do you see a lot of older guys that are more into the old school thing coming out?
It seems like more of the kids are starting to pick up on what we're doing, you know, which is rad.
Right.
Fuck, if they don't, you know, then it's horrible. Because, like, we were talking about Blink-182, right? There's all this great music, and they need to, you know... It's cool that they're figuring it out.
Yes. And so the new record's on BYO. It's called Steal Your Heart. Tell me about the record.
It's just a great classic Briefs record. It's our fourth record.
Better than Thriller.
Yeah. Better than Thriller. I hope it sells as well for you guys. Yeah, I really do.
That's too much. We don't need a Neverland. What's the place called? Wonderland?
Neverland.
Yeah, we don't need that.
You think he was guilty?
Oh, no, not at all. Innocent. Gary Glitter, Michael Jackson. No.
I interviewed Steve Stevens, and he said that he said, oh, he's guilty as hell.
Didn't they work together or something?
Yeah, he did that. The Dirty Diana.
And he's sitting on a guilty.
He's like, oh, he fucking did it. So.
Wow. I like my whole Jackson. I like to think that he didn't do it. That he's really just like this, you know, Peter Pan.
For sure, he did.
He is Peter Pan. He's like touchy feely Peter Pan.
I mean, yeah, of course he did it, but
I just heard that.
I hope that I'm wrong. That's what I'm saying.
That'd be great. So, give me a crazy road story that's happened to you guys. I missed something from this tour, probably, if you got something that's like really crazy that happened.
I kind of just kicked off, so there's nothing too crazy except crazy long drives.
Right. Yeah. Even in Europe.
In Europe, the drives aren't as long. In general, there's usually a couple really long ones, like driving, you know, to Spain or Italy gets a little long, but in general, it's a lot shorter. You're looking at an average of like 3 to 4 hours in Europe, whereas over here, it's an average of 6 to 8. I mean, on the East Coast, some of the drives are short, but we...
Midwest is tough. It's a big country.
Yeah. It's a long way to drive to Des Moines, Iowa.
Yeah.
Good thing it's such a great city.
Now, you guys are from Seattle, like I said before. So, what do you guys think of the Seattle scene right now? I mean, we all know how it did in the 90s and stuff. What's it like there now?
Indie rock is huge. But on the punk rock end,
they're good on the punk rock end, I think, anymore.
Like, the All Ages show is a good one. Sold out, great, you know, yeah. Packed, like, you know.
We did the same lineup in Seattle about, what, 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, 800 kids.
Yeah, 800, nice.
Yeah.
It's pretty good, you know.
I mean,
and the bands, there's a lot of good bands that came out, like, with the whole Dirt Nap thing, you know, and I don't know if you're familiar with the Spits or...
So the Northwest had a lot of really cool music that we sort of all started out around the same time, give or take.
There's a lot of, like, kind of arty... You know, already like bands seem like trying to make a point of sounding different than everybody else. You know, which I really appreciate. Bands like the A-Frames and the Spits, which are on, I don't know. Artistic.
Now, you guys were playing tonight with Left Alone and the Horror Pops. I know a couple of years ago you guys toured with the Damned. And how was that? What was that like, touring with them?
It was a blast. I mean, you know, it's pretty cool when you get to play with a band like that and actually like them. You know, they're really nice people, and they were funny. And once we sort of got over the initial kind of, like, weirdness, like, we don't know you thing, I mean, we actually became friends with some of those people, you know.
Everyone comes out for our shows when we play in Brighton.
Gets on
stage and sings with us. It's really, really, really cool. Like, what else could you ask for, you know, with a band like us?
Right.
It kind of legitimizes what we're doing somehow, like when these old guys...
Makes us feel like it anyway.
Yeah.
You know, it is nice. I mean... Playing Jet Boys, that girl with Captain Sensible is a pretty fucking cool thing that we never, ever imagined we'd do. So
we were on tour with TSOL for a couple weeks, and then we jumped on to with the Damned, like in the Midwest, and that couple months for me was like, you know,
what was it like playing with Jack? What was it like hanging out with Jack and those guys?
Great.
Funny. Jack's funny.
Yeah, he's not drinking and stuff now. Was that before he stopped drinking? No, was it after?
He's been sober for a long time now.
Right.
I think the drummer was the only one drinking.
Yeah.
They
fired him.
Yeah, they did.
Oh, really?
Oh, shit. I don't know. That's like touring with a couple of my all-time favorite bands.
Yeah, man, it's crazy. And like, we got to play with Guar once, and that was like, you know, you're playing with somebody who's like your heroes. There's nothing like that.
And they're nice.
Yeah,
I mean, that's
and they're
the
really cool.
Yeah. Like, if you go and play with them and they totally let you down, you know, like they fuck you or whatever. Okay, you can go. Well, I love the band, but it sours it a little bit, you know.
Yeah.
But we've been really lucky because I'd say most of the bands that we've toured with that are sort of, you know, our heroes, quote unquote, have been really fucking cool. You know.
So of all the guys you guys have toured with, who's your favorites?
I don't know. That's a hard question. I mean, you just named two of them. You know, the Damned and Tears of Love.
Yeah. And.
We're having a really good time with these guys right now. You know,
we kind of work out. We've gotten to play with so many of our heroes, you know, and like new bands too that are just like great, you know, that are some of our favorites.
I gotta tell you, I've been waiting for you guys to come out here for so long. I got turned on to that 3-song EP with Sylvia, Where Did He Go?
Oh, yeah.
you know, a couple of years back, and I was dying. I kept watching Folsom, watching Folsom, watching everything. When are they going to come here? When are they going to come here? When are they going to come here? And, you know, we had to drive like 3.5 hours to get here to see you guys today, but it was no way. We're from Syracuse. Yeah, man, you guys should get your asses out there sometime. That's
we do try to get to these places. I mean, it's not like we're like, oh, okay, we only want to do the major markets.
Oh, I know, man.
Bullshit like that, but sometimes it's really hard because maybe in Syracuse or Buffalo or whatever, they have no idea who the fuck we are. And so they don't book us.
Yeah, or like, you know, we're out here for like a month and you can only play so many shows and like you have to go where like there's some decent money to keep our thing afloat.
Right.
And so sometimes it's like,
we're you know, DIY independent, right?
We have to go to this city because they're paying us X hundred amount of dollars and we can't go there because they're only offering 50. And sometimes that is the bottom line of we hate it, but
We do try to do as many sort of independent promoter type things as we can, you know, and real like play on the floor kind of things, you know.
Right.
When we can, we do it.
So now you guys just started this tour here in the U.S. and stuff. How long are you guys going to be out for?
I don't know, two more weeks, I think, 2.5 weeks.
Yeah, this one's just a month. Right. But we just got back from Europe, which is a month and a half, so it's stretching out to a pretty lengthy tour overall.
Right, then what are you guys' plans for the summer after that?
Pretty cool plans. I think we're going home and doing a few one-offs here and there in the Northwest, and then I think in July we're going to Spain for two shows. Just a real quick kind of, like, we're doing that. We're going to back Elvez. You know Elvez, right?
Yeah. He used to be in the Zeros.
Yeah. So we're going to back him, not as Elvez, but as something else. We're still not even quite sure what it is, but
I don't know. All choreographed dancing, I think. And white skin-tight jumpsuits.
Yeah. With gorilla masks or something. I don't know, but anyhow, we're doing that.
Gorilla masks?
And then we come home, and I think we're going to Brazil sometime this year. A little later.
You work on a new record, I think, a little bit too during the summer. Try to get another one out. Yeah. Usually when we work on a new record, it's like, okay, we've got 2 weeks, let's do it, you know. And then we get home from tour, and then, you know, everybody gets real stressed out for 2 weeks. We write a bunch of songs, and then you know, then we record it. Yeah, but this time we actually had the whole summer, so.
We haven't stopped really in a long time, so I think we're going to just enjoy the summer for once as much as we can, you know.
Yeah. Steve just got a refrigerator box to add to his other box, his box house. So he's going to do some work in the refrigerator box part of his house.
Without additions, nice. Anything you guys like to add before we wrap this up?
It's great getting to play in upstate New York.
Yeah.
And,
why did they call it Buffalo? I want to know.
I don't know.
I didn't see any buffaloes at all.
You didn't see any buffaloes around here?
Buffaloes.
There are huge plastic buffaloes all over the city.
Was it covered with buffaloes at one time? And then, I mean, actual buffaloes?
I'm assuming there must have been buffalo here.
What was the Native American tribe that was up here?
The Mohawks, and they're all part of the Five Nations, the Onondagas, Mohawks, of course, I can't name them all, I got friends with all the rest, Cayuga Senecas, and...
Did they name it Buffalo?
No, because they're
Buffalo sound... Wiped out long before
that.
Yeah.
I wish I could give you some Alice Cooper type shit about why it's called that. Like, he knows for, but
there is a reason, I'm sure.
And yeah,
Alice Cooper probably knows.
Like Millie Walker,
right?
Right.
Yeah.
Buffalo. I'm gonna find out tonight. It's an all American city, right? Is that what the sign says?
Well, how else is it gonna be? It's not like we're in Canada.
Ted Nugent ever venture this way?
Ted Nugent comes to Syracuse a lot because he bow hunts, and the guys who make his bows make him there in Syracuse.
We're thinking about stopping by the compound on the way to Detroit.
get some bow hunting lessons maybe, or some.
Yeah,
there's a rally. Yeah. Can't wait.
Go.
Well, guys, I really appreciate taking the time to sit down and talk to me for a few minutes.
Thanks, Tom.
Thank you very much. Any final words?
That's cool.
That's it.
Thanks, guys.